We got our insurance papers, then we all went to the fire to see who the lucky one was. One of the firemen pushed Levi away. Levi said, "Don't get so fresh. If it wasn't for us, you wouldn't be working." I said, "Levi, do you know your insurance runs out on the 15th? He said, "Don't be afraid. The fire engines will run out on the 14th. Someone asked Levi if he had change of 50 cents, and he gave the fellow 6 nickels and a quarter. I said, "Levi, you gave him too much change." He said, "I know it. Wait till he tries to change that quarter." The fireman pushed him again, and Levi said, "Show me an Irishman and I'll show you a fool." The fireman said, "I'm an Irishman." Levi said, "Well, I'm a fool. Oh, before we went to the fire, I was telling you all about my wedding. Well, when no one was looking, we sneaked away and went on our honeymoon. We went to a place called Malaria Junction. It's somewhere between life and death. When my wife woke up in the sleeping car, she said, "Oh, Abram, I dreamt last night you bought me an automobile. And I said, you're going to ruin me with your extravagant dreams." Then I told her I had a dream. I said, "I dreamt I saw a magician turn a cow into a horse." She says, "That's nothing. I have often seen you make a jackass out of yourself." Well, we were away about 2 weeks. My wife, she couldn't get a job, so we came home. The first one we met when we got back was Mrs. Rosenberg. She said, "Did you hear it about Mrs. Lefkowitz? She's got a limousine." My wife says, "That's too bad. It was only last week she had boils on her neck. Mrs. Rosenberg said her brother was in the war, and now he's got a hickory leg." My wife says, "That's nothing. My sister's got a cedar chest." Just then, Mr. Bear was running to the station house to get his wife arrested for trying to rock him to sleep. I said, "You can't get your wife arrested for rocking you to sleep." He said, "Oi, you should have seen the size of the rock." Well, my wife is some cook. I got dyspepsia. So I went to the doctor. He told me I must drink hot water an hour before each meal. But no matter how hard I try, I can't drink it more than 10 minutes. I was afraid I was going to die. So I said to my wife, "Do you think I'll drink in the next world?" She said, "I don't know about your drinking, but I'm pretty sure you'll smoke." I said, "The thing what's troubling me is, when I die, how am I going to get my coat on over my wings?" She said, "The thing you want to worry about is, how are you going to get your hat on over your horns?" On my way to the doctor, I met Levi, and he told me that he was studying languages. And just as I was leaving him, he said, "Au revoir." I said, "What's that?" And he says, "That's goodbye in French." I said, "Carbolic acid?" Levi said, "What's that?" I says, "That's goodbye in any language."